Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yes, sir, I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, hell yeah. I get to kick back and be like, the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, this is, it's gonna be one of those, I think.
Good, I think?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, what are you drinking?
I'm getting ready to crack it open right now.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. You hear all that? It's a Guinness Nitro. It's got one of those little Nitro capsules in it.
Yeah, they're interesting beers.
Yeah, the first time I encountered one of those capsules, it was the first time I went to OBX, and we were just kind of doing whatever. Like, we went to the Food Lion down there, made our own six-pack. Whoa, what's this? I don't know. Put it in the six-pack. Let's try it. Get a couple of them. And then when we get back, you know, we're kind of, we're a few into it. And then we start reading the can. Oh, what's this one about? Is that instructions on the can? What? I'm half in the bag. I can't read instructions on a can.
Yeah, you don't want me to be fucking with that, man.
No, that was the first time I encountered some kind of weird capsule in there. I'm like, this is awful. And we come to find out later on, we did it wrong. Like, you're supposed to turn it upside down, turn it up, then open it, and for the best results, pour it in a glass.
Nah.
But it was some sort of, like, weird, some other generic beer that, I don't know, maybe it scarred me. So I've just blocked out whatever it was.
Huh.
What are you drinking?
Just got me a Corona. Got some Corona here.
Just some Corona.
Yeah, Corona can get a little complicated too, though. You know, you put the lime in it, you gotta cover it with your thumb, flip it upside down, flip it right back up. That's if you do the lime.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. You know, if you got plenty of time while you're sitting on the beach,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't take a bunch of limes with them to the beach, you know? You already gotta carry
always.
Enough shit. Now you got a bag of limes, too?
All the time. All the time, the lime.
Not going to happen with me, buddy.
No? You're not bringing the limes, too?
You know what? I should start stuffing my trunks with limes and really look like I'm packing. You know what I'm saying? Just put two limes down there?
I don't know, man. If they're too lumpy, then somebody would be like, ooh, man, that guy. Huh? Fuck it. He's on vacation. I'm on vacation. Leave me alone. It's my limes.
Might need to go to the doctor, though.
One drops out. Just rolls away. It's green. What the hell?
Sorry, I just realized you weren't 100% faded over. Because I was like, why am I getting like some background noise in my audio feed? It was just you talking.
You're welcome.
Well, luckily we're only 4 minutes in. In real time.
Yeah, and podcast time. Well. We've tried to get timey-wimey before, and it doesn't work out.
Never works.
Oh.
But, I mean, I guess if you're on Nibiru or Planet X, time is different. So it doesn't matter. Time is time, you know what I'm saying? Time is relative.
Time is just... Right. Time is relative to whatever you're measuring.
It's fucking weird, right? Like...
Yeah. So crazy. Like, if you try to break it down like that, yeah.
Like, the moon has different time than the Earth. Not by a lot, but different enough that it's different.
Right. So the guys, I say guys, it's
the folks.
Gender neutral.
The folks.
On the ISS, now there was the one set of twins. The one was not an astronaut and the other was. And the one that came back was... A little bit younger because he stayed up there for just about a year. I think that's how it works. Scott something Scott, Commander Scott.
I don't
bald guy. He didn't have any hair.
I don't remember. I remember when we did our time travel episode. There was somebody who time travel. That was Krikalev or whatever, though.
Oh yeah.
I do remember something. A story about twins, though. Nah, I don't know.
But it's all relative, and it's all time is just measurements of. Cycles. That's what it is.
Yeah. Strange. Okay, so I guess we'll just get into it here. So
Nibiru.
I go Nibiru. You can also call it Planet X. the Destroyer. Mm. Some people, okay, it's a little bit confusing because some people call it Nemesis. Some people, we'll get it more into it. Planet X, Nibiru. Now, according to, well, if you guys want to know the beginnings of this, go back and listen to episode, I don't remember the number, The Ancient Sumerians. It was probably like 133, yeah. Something like that.
Maybe. It was like, at this point, it was what, 4 episodes ago or something? However we managed to do that.
Yeah, I don't know how we do what we do, but we do. So, yeah, that's the beginning of, sort of the beginning of this story. Well, story, I don't know. Anyway, Zachariah Sitchin. You ever heard of him?
No.
He's a big name. He wrote a book called The 12th Planet.
The 12th Planet? Dude, we barely got 9 now.
Hey, you don't know what we have, man, because fucking NASA's lying to you, bro. So, according to Zechariah Sitchin, the Sumerians believed that there were 12 celestial bodies in our solar system. Now, they counted the sun, and they also counted the moon.
Well, if they're going to go down that path, then there's like 149 or something stupid.
Well, I mean, they couldn't see the fucking moons, Jupiter's moons and shit.
I guess not.
So they counted the sun. They also considered Pluto a planet. So you got 9, 10 with the sun, 11 with the moon.
They were aware of Pluto being a planet even then?
Yeah, buddy.
That's interesting.
That's why. So there's a... Do I have...
Yes.
Oh, come on. Do I?
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
There's...
I'm just filling the quiet.
There's an image. It might be on this website. Sorry, one second here. I forget what it's called. Oh, cylinder, Sumerian cylinder seal VA243. And it's got, so it's got like a Anunnaki dude sitting on a throne or in like a seat. Well, I say Anunnaki, I don't know. Then there's 2 other dudes who are turned and facing him. And it looks like they're looking at each other or whatever. And between the 2 guys, their heads, there's a, right in the center, there's a large sun-looking thing.
Okay.
It's got like rays coming off of it. This is like a hieroglyphic. It's like carved into stone.
Yeah, it's a relief. Like it's raised up. I found the picture of exactly what you're describing.
Okay. So that shows, 3 on the left, 1 at the top, and 4 to the right, 3 at the bottom here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you can tell too that it's like a couple of them are smaller than the others. Like,
yeah.
They were knowledgeable.
They knew something was going on out there.
Now, I just saw this. You're looking at the same thing I am, right? It's got the dudes there. Mm-hmm. Look between the guy sitting down and the first guy. You see that little...
There's one like straight out from the dude's nose.
Yeah, what is that? Is there another one?
Is that the far one? Hmm?
Well, I don't know.
That looks like it could be something else, but way far out.
Yeah, it looks similar to the other ones. I don't know. But so, because right here, if they counted the sun, there's 12. If they don't count the sun, that dot over there makes it 12, right?
Okay. That's what I see.
Yeah, okay. So you guys can look this up if you want. It's kind of interesting.
Exactly what you said. It was the Sumerian, was it 4, VA243?
Yeah, the cylinder seal 243.
Yep, that's what I searched. I started typing Sumerian cylinder, and then the rest was a suggested.
Yeah, it's one of the more popular, I don't know, proofs by Zechariah Sitchin? I don't know. I don't want to say proofs.
One of his arguments.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Okay, so I don't even know how to start with this, but so the interesting thing is one of my notes is just missing.
Gone.
Oh, that's weird. So this is believed to be where the Anunnaki come from, the Planet X or Nibiru, and that is the quote-unquote 12th planet. I listened to this book. I think I told you in the Sumerian episode, I listened to this book, and I wanted to fucking die. brutal, dude. But
The one that's written by Zechariah Lynchin?
Sitchin.
Yeah. Stitchin. All right. Him. Somebody's going to lynch him.
Yeah. He's dead. So.
Well, I guess that happened. How was it? It was bad how? Like it read like a Bible hitherto yon?
There was a lot of... Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of...
Iambic pentameter. Shakespeare.
It's because they were talking so much in the beginning about like the Sumerians and their religion and their gods, and of course It sounds like a Bible.
Mm. I wonder if Tolkien got into some of this. You know, the guy who wrote Lord of the Rings. Mm. Lord of the Rings was the Middle Earth, and what was it, the Third Age? I think it was the Third Age. It's been a while since I watched those or did that, but. Before the Lord of the Rings, he wrote a thing called the Silmarillion. And holy crap, that was like a textbook for building a world or something.
Really?
That one was brutal.
You know, what's interesting is some people believe, I don't know if some people or if it's just a theory that people have started believing, that is the true history of our, that shit really happened. Lord of the Rings.
What?
Right? That's the book you're talking about? Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that there were multiple races on this realm, this earth, wherever. They believe that it is that Tolkien or however you say it, knew, got advanced knowledge, and then wrote the book. And then something along the lines of he... Is it a he or she?
Tolkien?
Yeah.
He.
Oh. Like, that he either purposefully made it like a fiction book.
Okay.
Or they were like, this is fiction, right? And he was like, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And it was his way of getting it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
That's very interesting. It seemed like there's a handful of authors in that time that were... sort of similar with all that. I'm sure we've talked about this before. I feel like we did. So there was Tolkien, who did Lord of the Rings, and I might be getting a couple of them mixed up. I think it was C.S. Lewis who did Chronicles of Narnia, or maybe he did Alice in Wonderland, but that was one of them too. And there was another one. Frank L. Baum did Wizard of Oz. So there's all these things that sort of took the characters into another world.
Yeah, you're right. We did talk about this because we were talking about the guy who wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Tripping or something while he wrote it.
Yeah, a little doped out.
Yeah.
That was a cool time to do stuff. It was right after World War II, but I think Tolkien, his era was World War II with the air raids and all that stuff. And then right after that was the Cold War, so what are you going to do? You can't buy anything because you don't have any money. You just barely eat your can of cream corn.
Well, the only thing you can do is go out to the field and eat some mushrooms off of cow shit.
That's right.
You know?
This will take me to a place. I think that caterpillar's talking to me.
Like, the first guy who did it was like, guys, you gotta fucking try these mushrooms, man. You go other places on them.
Gotta tell you where I was. Here, go. Go with me.
Mother turned into a dragon. Yeah. So most things in our solar system rotates around the sun clockwise, counterclockwise, sorry.
According to whom? Which way are you looking? If you're in Australia, which doesn't exist.
That definitely doesn't exist.
If you're looking from the bottom up, I guess it's still counterclockwise, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what they say.
We're going to go with it. But if you were making that point.
Well, I was.
Does Nibiru go clockwise?
Well, comets do not go counterclockwise. And Nibiru also goes clockwise. So some believe what was described as Nibiru before may have just been a comet, a large comet. Maybe Hale-Bopp. I don't know.
Ooh.
But that's not quite large enough. Like, if they knew about all these planets, do you think they're going to see a comet and be like, yep, that's the same fucking thing?
That's a very good point. If they actually knew, like, Saturn's out there, and we know the moon's out there, we got all these other celestial bodies out there, are they really going to mistake a comet for a whole other celestial body? Like a planetary body, I mean.
Yeah, like, they know what the planets are doing. None of the other planets have an icy tail and it's not shooting across the fucking sky. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, the thought here, in my mind, I don't know if this is a common thought or not, if Nibiru is in fact real, that maybe comets were either brought into the solar system by Nibiru, kind of put into their,
their
orbit.
Yeah.
Or they were part of Nibiru, and okay, so this is, I don't know if it's really fucking stupid or what. So Nibiru collided with a planet called Tiamat.
Whoa, isn't that some sort of demon?
I hope not, because I just fucking said it. Maybe only if you say it backwards to mate. Oh shit. He's here.
That was mom's here too.
Hello.
Out of nowhere.
This collision created Earth. Let me pull up this fucking website. Oh. Let me explain to you how. Okay. This is how, according to SitchinStudies.com, the Sumerian solar system, this is how it goes. In the beginning, there existed the sun, which is called Apsu, encircled by the planet Tiamat and the planet Mercury, which is Muma. Then,
all right.
Then between Tiamat and Mercury came into being the planets Mars, Lamu, and Venus, Lahamu. Then there came into being, beyond the planet Tiamat, the planets Jupiter, which was Kishar, and Saturn, Anshar, along with their emissary, Pluto, Gaga. Last to come into being were the planets Uranus, Anu, and Neptune, Ea. These nine planets, or gods, moved in a clockwise direction, moved in a counterclockwise direction around Apsu, the sun.
How do you spell Apsu?
A-P-S-U.
Okay.
Now notice I didn't say Earth yet.
Nope. And all the things you listed were in some random order.
Yeah, it's like they just kind of showed up. They're like, bleep, 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 you know.
Yep, here we are. That one came in, all over the place.
So now this is where I guess things get a little interesting. From outer space, a new planet, Marduk, almost the size of Jupiter or Saturn, approached, attracted to the solar system by the gravitational pull of Neptune and Uranus. Moving in clockwise direction past Neptune and Uranus, the path of Marduk took him toward the giants, Saturn and Jupiter. As he passed by Uranus, portions of Marduk were pulled off to become four satellites, or winds. This is sounding crazy. Okay. The path of Marduk took him toward the giants. What? Yeah, I already read that. Marduk neared Saturn and Jupiter, and their massive gravitational pulls bent his orbit drastically inward, forcing his path to be aimed directly at Tiamat. The gravitational pulls of the two giants also caused three more chunks of Marduk to be pulled from his body. They too became satellites to encircle Marduk. Now this, I'm reading this word for word right from the website. So I don't know, is it plagiarism? I don't fucking know.
Ah.
Essentially, this is what the Sumerians believed. They believe these planets were like gods, I guess. And they believe that this is how Earth came to be. So as Marduk, with his now seven satellites, moved toward Tiamat with her 11 satellites, The force of Marduk's passing caused huge electrical and gravitational disturbances that ripped into her. And one of his moons, named Evil Wind, hit Tiamat, splitting but not quite breaking her in two. Yet knocking her satellites away from her and smashing them to pieces. The paths they were thrown into were clockwise, like Marduk's, and their paths would become large elliptical orbits around the sun. They had been changed into the comets, which regularly revisit the solar system.
Interesting.
Her largest moon, this is Tiamat, Kingu, who nearly acquired his own orbit around the sun, was left bound now forever to the damaged Tiamat.
So is that Earth and Moon?
So basically what happens here is Tiamat gets split, gets broken into pieces. Let me skip forward here. Nibiru continued on, trampling in its path the lower half of Tiamat. Another one of his set. So basically what happens is Tiamat gets split into two. The top half gets knocked into where Earth is now and becomes Earth.
Okay.
The bottom half gets blown to fucking smithereens, dude.
Just vaporized.
No, not vaporized, because we have asteroid belt now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. See? Starting to make sense now, huh?
It's coming together.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's coming together. I don't know.
Something's happening. There's two or three dots that are being connected in this vast connector dot. Dot to dot? Connect the dots.
Yeah, so, well, that might not be right. Maybe that was the Earth and the Moon. And the asteroid belt could be caused from just the collisions themselves. Like just pieces. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so now we got the solar system is formed here. I guess. According to them.
Is it time?
It's about time. A little early, but I think this is going to be a shorter one anyway.
All right. Well, I looked up Tiamat just to see where that came in because I thought it was a demon or something. It's an ancient Babylonian goddess. She's the primordial goddess of the sea.
Yeah.
Mating with Abzu, A-B-Z-U. So.
Okay, so you remember in the ancient Sumerian episode, the Babylonians took over where the Sumerians were. The Sumerians disappeared, and some believe that the Babylonians are actually descendants or actually are the Sumerians because they share a lot of their, you know, their inventions and shit like that. So
it's so weird how one people would just go away and then they're like, nah. Who? No, we're the Babylonians. No, the Sumerians aren't here anymore.
It's fucking new phone who dis.
Right. You guys must not have been around here for a while. You guys sure are Babylon a lot. That's us. We're the Babylonians.
Oh, boy.
Better take a break.
Let's do it.
Things are getting out of control. Where are we? We're coming back from, not coming back? We're there. Nibiru is somewhere in the cosmos, spinning clockwise. No, we're not there yet. We just got to the asteroid belt.
What?
Probably.
What the fuck
I'm
is that?
I'm only a little bit confused.
We're in the asteroid belt?
Maybe.
That sounds dangerous.
Ooh.
So, I guess my notes kind of bounce around a little bit here. I don't know how notes here. I mean, I can still go from his. Well, I guess there's not much more. There is some diagrams on this. It's called, I already said it, but it's sitchinstudies.com/sumerian-solar-system.html. So you can read through that. There's some diagrams, some drawings. It's kind of interesting, and it. I don't want to fucking say it makes sense. I don't want to say that. But it kind of does. And the reason it does is, oh no, where is that fucking theory? Oh. I was telling you about it. There's no way you remember it. But it's this this theory that our planets are not spaced properly.
Okay.
Oh, what is it? Bohm's theory, maybe?
E. Bohm's world.
Fuck. Anyway. So
B-A-U-M?
No. Son of a bitch. Hang on. I gotta find it. I gotta look this up.
Gregory Bohm's theory of social change. Yep, that makes sense. This. Boltzmann brain?
No. Oh, Titus Bode Law. That's what it is. Bode.
Titus Bode Law.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's a formula predicting the spacing between planets. So what it says, what it suggests okay. is in any solar system, it should work the same way. That extending outward from the star, the sun, whatever you want to call it.
The local source of mega gravity.
Yeah, that the planet should be approximately twice as far from the sun as the one before. So let's just put it super small here. So I got my beer cap and my mouse.
Okay.
So I put on my mouse pad, I got dots. They're all spaced out. So I got this one dot away, which means the next one should be two dots away from the previous one. No. Or is it two dots away from that?
Is it exponential like that?
So, I'll just give you the Wikipedia here. The formula suggests that extending outward, each planet should be approximately twice as far from the sun, okay, as the one before. The hypothesis correctly anticipated the orbits of Ceres, which is, I guess, in the asteroid belt, and Uranus, but it did fail to predict Neptune's orbit. So,
okay,
100 miles, the next one should be 200 miles. Then the next one...
From the sun.
Yeah, then the next one should be 400 miles. Then the next okay. one should be 800 miles.
So that's not an exponential, but it's just doubling the previous number from the center.
Correct, yeah. So the interesting thing about this is our solar system is fucked up. Our solar system doesn't follow this. It would, however, if there was a planet where the asteroid belt is between Mars and Jupiter, or Saturn. Jupiter.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. So, yeah. Could this guy be wrong? We thought about that.
What, Bode? Titus Bode?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Titus and Bode. Two different people.
Titus and Bode.
It's very possible he's wrong. And how can they even prove it outside of our solar system? How the fuck can they prove it to begin with? You know what I mean? How do they even know how far away Jupiter is? There's no mirrors. We didn't put mirrors on there to bounce a laser off of. They're just guessing, yeah, that thing's really big. And then when I look at it through my telescope, it's really small. But it's just small enough to be 800,000 AU away.
Right.
What? How do you... What?
Yeah, it's really scientifically wild-ass guess.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, well, it's so big when I look at it through this, and then it's a little bit bigger when I look at it through this one, and then when we flew the satellite past it, it was this big when we were that far away from it, so the data says it's this big.
Yeah, it's like some kind of weird GPS. You got to triangulate your fucking... where you are, and then they're like, yep, that's how big it is. I triangulated all the looking glasses, and...
So our solar system is fucked up, unless it's not?
Unless there was a planet where the asteroid belt currently is.
So it just got exploded, and it just kept in the orbit. Yeah? No?
Well, if... The theory I read to you by Sitchin, which I don't think it's his theory. I think that is the Sumerian theory.
Those fucking guys.
If it played out that way, it would make total sense because Tiamat was there.
It's so crazy how those things from several thousand years of people, that those two separate theories, two separate ideas, are coming together in a sense. It feels like it's a couple of dots connecting.
Yeah, it does. And it is really strange how, well, I mean, we talked before about how the flood seems to come up in almost every religion.
Right. There's a cleanse of the earth.
And it's typically with a flood. Now, how would they all have that same idea if it was not real?
That's a very good point. Unless they can't think of anything else to destroy a whole planet. You know what? There's nothing else. Obviously, it wasn't fire because we still have the water. So, well, it was probably water.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Unless it is a firmament up there and we're just surrounded by water.
Yeah. Yeah, see that?
And somebody poked a hole in it and then they're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And the guy's like, thoop, put your finger in it. Now you got to stay there for eternity.
Why else do they have to wear scuba suits when they go into space, dude? You think that helmet is to protect them from a vacuum? No, it's so they don't get their hair wet and they can breathe underwater.
That's where they test it out anyway.
Yeah, dude. They test all of it in a giant pool because it's so similar. You're telling me water and a vacuum are similar? I don't see how that's possible. Water is dense. A vacuum is the opposite of dense.
Right.
How are they the same? I don't know, man. I don't know. NASA, you lying to me, bro?
Don't be lying, NASA. Did I just read someplace, like, recently China landed a probe? Or a... not a probe. Fuck. A rover on Mars?
On Mars? No, I...
Yeah?
It's possible. I don't know. I didn't read that.
I think China did. But, well, we're not going to know about that because... We're not allowed. It's not going to be on CNN.
Oh, I was trying to think. What their acronym?
What, CNN?
No.
China.
What is it? The CCP? The Communist China Chinese people or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe like the CMP? Communist Martian people?
They probably locked somebody up in the rover and sent them out there.
Yeah. Probably that fucking any doctor who's like... We created this fucking coronavirus.
Oh, God. Watch out.
Launch that motherfucker.
Well, congratulations there, Doc. You have now been promoted to the first Martian.
Can I take some egg rolls? No. Only spring rolls. Ah! What a nightmare that would be. Spring rolls?
Ugh. On Mars? Ugh.
Ugh. That's just
things taste...
What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, do things taste differently in different gravities?
That's interesting.
Different atmospheric densities?
Possibly, yeah.
Is my Oreo Pop-Tart going to taste the same on the moon and Mars?
You know what really fucks me up is they go to a planet, right? The gravity's different.
Yep.
Every single aspect of your movement will be different. But oh, yes. Only in movies they show them like, jumping, like, whoa. But
we're having so much fun.
Just, like, I would think just blinking alone, like, you could launch your fucking eyelids right off of your face. You know what I mean? You gotta, like, pick up your hand and take a sip of coffee and you fucking throw it. Because, like, everything. Everything is just, whoa.
That's a very good point. If it's an open container, this. Right in your face.
Yeah.
You try to stop it when it comes to your mouth, but the liquid keeps coming.
Like, my body has been working against Earth's gravity for 34 years. If I suddenly go to Mars, my body is going to be so fucked up that it's not going to know what to do. Every single movement is going to be so jerky. You know what I mean? I don't look like I'm on dial-up internet.
Working on that 900-plus ping. Watch out.
Whoa. I always thought a higher ping was good. Apparently it's not. I just found that out recently.
Yeah, I think the higher the ping, the worse it is. I think I saw a meme. It was I don't know if it was Photoshop or if the kid had an accident, but it was The picture was a bike on the left side of the screen, the kid in the shape, in the position, like he's riding the bike on the right side of the picture, and then, you know, whatever grass, a little bit further to the right, like he had just slipped off the bike, or the bike stopped sooner than him, but the caption said 900 plus ping. Like he just glitched off the bike.
It's like, that's some weird fucking golf rules there, man. We're like, you think the higher number is better, but it's not. You want to go low, no. You know?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, what would that do for Nibiru? Because I don't know if you've gotten to the point to talk about its orbit, if it's coming around or what. But the thing that you showed me a while ago with that orbit, that's some outrageous orbit.
Yeah, so it's said that it's on a 3,600-year elliptical orbit.
With our solar system, our sun.
Yes. Now, there's also some theories. Okay, it gets really fucking weird here, and I'm sorry. So, there's a theory that Nibiru actually isn't a planet at all. It is the brown dwarf known as Nemesis, which is our sun's binary twin.
Whoa. Okay.
Most star systems are binary or more, but I think most of them are binary.
How does that even work? Like they just spiral around each other, and then all the planets around them just sort of have a combined gravitational force on them from the two mega gravitations in the middle?
You know, I don't really know how it would work with planets. It's possible that they stay far enough away that it doesn't affect the planets at all.
But you think there'd be some sort of wobble in their orbit if the two, I guess the only way to really simply think of it is two suns.
Right.
If we had two suns just kind of chasing each other, if you see them side by side during that period of time and you're on one of the planets, you'd think there would be some sort of like straight line orbit in there, then it would kind of maybe being on the scale, you know, you're a 6-foot person on this big ass planet with all this giant gravitational pull somewhere else, you wouldn't really notice it, but it would kind of be fucky with seasons or something.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think that it is possible for them to be in such a way that they don't affect each other at all. They don't have it. One of them, if they're binary, if it's a binary orbit, I don't know. Maybe not. I guess an orbit is still binary. Can still be binary. But if it's that, the problem would come if one star is orbiting the other star.
Wouldn't they orbit each other?
Maybe. See, I don't know. I'm not an astrophysicist, but I would think it would be possible for, let's say our sun is just zoom, bebopping it through the universe, doing its own thing. Here comes another sun that got launched somehow in a different direction, which remind me to come back to that, because I don't fucking get that at all. It gets launched, and then all of a sudden, it just kind of, whoop, our sun kind of picks it up, and then it just starts orbiting our sun. Our sun doesn't get affected by it. Maybe slightly, maybe throws it off path a little bit, but our sun, it's already on its trajectory.
Okay, so this is a Newton's law. Any body in motion continues to be in motion unless an equal or opposite body acts upon it, something like that.
Yeah, now, I don't know if that's true, but it makes sense to me that something like our sun could just pick something up.
And why hasn't it picked up more, or has it?
I mean, it's possible that it has. We don't even know. I mean, we can't even
space
see.
Dark.
We can't even see all the fucking asteroids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, space is dark. Some stuff don't glow.
Yeah, so who knows how much shit is actually orbiting? And then we got the Oort cloud out there, which is is basically the end of our solar system.
Yeah, the edges of the effect of the sun's gravitation.
Yeah, and they say that that Oort cloud is shaped a little fucky.
Oh, really?
A little not right. Like maybe there's something outside affecting the Oort cloud. Something large with a lot of gravity.
And not a lot of light?
Well, actually, when I was... I don't remember if it was when I was researching this or... I don't know, man. I just fucking love space, and I, you know, so I'm always looking at shit. But there's, they say that a brown dwarf, which is what some believe that Nemesis, which is, would be our sun's, you know, twin brother or whatever. Just twin. Doesn't have to be a brother. Could be a sister. I don't know. But they believe that it is a brown dwarf. And I've read and I've also heard in, like, on documentaries and shit, that brown dwarfs are extremely hard to spot. They're not very easy to spot out there because they're so dim.
Interesting.
Now, I would think if we had one close enough to be a fucking binary, it would be a little easier to spot.
Yeah, every once in a while, there would just be a dark spot someplace. If we're just, if we have stuff constantly looking at the sun, you think there would be some sort of flicker somewhere. If it was close enough, I guess it wouldn't be that close to the orbit of the sun.
Well, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell how close it would have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, a black hole, obviously, a black hole has a shit ton of gravity. But that's basically the Milky Way is circling a black hole. So all the way, we're all the way out here in fucking Alabama, in the Alabama of the Milky Way. You know, nobody fucking wants us out here.
No.
And
the far reach of the galaxy.
Yeah, so, and we're being affected by the black hole that I don't even fucking know. I have no clue how far away it is. I don't know where the center is. But we're being affected by that. So, two binary stars, who knows how far away they could be and still affect each other?
It's a very good point. Black hole is like a toilet bowl hole. And we're the poo stain on the far edge of the bowl.
Oh, boy. Gotta blast it with pee.
Oh, see, there's the flood.
Whoa, yeah. All right, so not to kind of change the subject.
Yes, please. People. Poo ball.
So the Anunnaki, who live on Nibiru, allegedly created us. I think I said this at the end of the Sumerian episode. Allegedly created us to mine gold. For them, because they didn't want to do it. They're, why the fuck are we going to do it when we can make things do it for us?
We're the gods.
America. So. No?
Maybe. It's kind of weird capitalism.
Yeah, I seem to remember America doing something with slaves before.
Ooh. We weren't the only ones.
Well, no, but.
See, we just steal shit. We stole the idea of slaves from somebody else. We just steal shit.
Yeah.
America. Steal shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw. So they created us to mine gold from our planet because it's a hot commodity for them. They needed it to fix their atmosphere. It sounds very similar to what they want to do with our atmosphere. You know, they want to shoot aluminum up there or some shit to reflect the sun's rays.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
Such a horrible idea, but
now
we're not talking about that right now.
The interesting thing about this is in the precious metal world, gold kind of fucking sucks, right? Like, it's soft as shit. Like, you don't want to make armor with it. You're not making pickaxes over here, Mr. Steve from Minecraft. I mean, it conducts an insulator, right, for electricity? Or it conducts electricity. It conducts, right? It's a good conductor.
Gold?
Yeah.
It might conduct.
Yeah.
But how well does it hold up? Did we pick copper because it was more available than gold?
Well, my thought is, you know, I don't know if it's my thought, but a thought is, why do we value gold so much? Is it ingrained in us from our creation to love? I love gold. Smoking a pancake. So is it ingrained? Because realistically, it's a shit metal. It's nothing. It's even ugly. Gold is ugly, people.
It actually, yeah, I agree with you that it's an ugly thing to hang off of your body. I don't.
Yeah. So
it's yellow. It's It always looks tarnished or something.
It's look, unless you know you're some fucking Italian guy with your shirt unbuttoned halfway, with your fucking chest hair poking out, with a little you know, with your gold fucking chain making your spaghetti sauce. Say, hey, mamma mia, hey. Then no, gold is ugly.
Well, now we're on the mafia list. They're not even gonna fuck around. They're not gonna hide in a van. They're coming. There's not going to be any sneaking up. Somebody's getting made.
They couldn't sneak up anyway because all the reflection from their gold necklaces. It's like flashlights, just like you're sending me fucking signals. Hey, we're on our way.
Hey, Tony, get the pizza ready. It won't take long, huh?
Hey, order the stromboli over here. Fuck your pizza. Fuck you.
Hey, my mother's lasagna. It's ready.
Hey, you got some spaghetti over there, eh?
We're going to hell.
Yeah. Well,
and they're
going to
send us there.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going there sooner than we think. So, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Like, gold sucks. We very much cherish gold for whatever reason.
Silver's not much better as a metal. It's soft, too.
Yeah. Silver looks better, in my opinion, but it is just an opinion. But there's better ones. You got platinum. I mean, more rare ones. It's the same thing with diamonds. Diamonds are not as rare as they say they are, and they just fucking jack the price up on you because they can. Because somebody said, look, these diamonds are super hard to get. Charge them a bazillion dollars for them.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they got fucking dump truck loads of them. And they're just like, these fucking idiots are paying an arm and a leg for these things that we've got a million of them. Marketing, baby.
Yep. Capitalism at its finest.
So now you can go online and you can find pictures of Nibiru.
All right.
Let's use that term very, very loosely.
Pictures.
Yeah, like photographic proof, and but they all look suspiciously like lens flares because they're always just off of the sun. They're like, oh, look at that, there's a second one, there's something else next to the sun. Yeah, lens flare.
Maybe it's a ghost, you dumbasses. Could be a ghost, a whole ass planet.
Oh shit, a ghost planet.
Oh no.
It's the remains of the fucking what was in the asteroid belt, dude. It's coming back. Oh man.
Boy, that'd be a bitch, wouldn't it? Yeah. Just a planet of ghosts.
Oh.
I'm not going there.
I thought you meant a ghost planet, like the planet wouldn't even crash into us, it would just go right through us.
Oh, either way, I'm hiding under my covers because that's a safe place.
Yeah, definitely. But don't have your feet hanging out or anything, because
no.
Everything's got to be tucked under, dude. I told you about the gold and how it they're needed to fix their atmosphere and stuff.
Mm.
And some people claim that Nibiru is Nemesis, like I said, or Nemesis is actually the thing that comes in. Nibiru is one of its planets.
Okay.
And it's one of, I want to say, seven.
Holy shit. That seems like a lot.
Yeah. Now, is that why they're putting chemtrails up in my sky, Will?
I see where you're going. We can't be looking at those. Starlink. We're down to chemtrails, so we got Starlink up there now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to be projecting just fine blue skies and starry nights.
Now, there is that lady who suggests that it is being blocked. It's something. They're just filling our skies up with this shit so we can't see what's coming. Now, my only issue with that is, why can I still go out at night and see the Pleiades cluster if they're blocking the fucking space with chemtrails? How is that possible?
Yeah.
If chemtrails are doing what they say they're doing, I should not be able to see another fucking cluster when I look up in my night sky. I should see nothing.
If they're blocking it, yeah.
Now, I mean, I guess if it's some special crystal that blocks out brown dwarfs only, okay, maybe.
It's giving off a certain element. You can't see this neon light over here. Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's so hard for them to find brown dwarfs. They're like, we fucking chem too much. Damn it.
We don't know where they're at.
Now, we don't even know when Nemesis is coming. Fucking hell, who made this call? Was it you, George W.?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Fucking
Carter. It's Carter.
I mean, it can't be anything like that. It can't be some special prism that they're throwing up there to block out specific shit. So I'm going to call bullshit on the chemtrails blocking out whatever's coming.
That's a little too complicated.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah.
Well, there was this other lady I was going to talk about, but I think I'm getting to the end here.
All right.
Well, I mean, I guess I can just tell you about her real quick. Her name's Nancy Leader.
Okay.
And she was channeled by a race called the Zetas. And,
See, okay. I'll go with it. Let's do it.
She claimed that Hale-Bopp was not a true comet, but only a distant star, and will draw no closer. She further claimed that the mass anticipation of the comet's arrival was an act of misdirection by the establishment to distract the world from seeing Planet X, which she claimed was en route to collide with Earth after Hale-Bopp's perihelion revealed it as one of the brightest and longest observed comets of the last century. Leader downplayed its impact, claiming that the comet was neither as bright nor as large as had been predicted. So she...
Interesting.
It's fucking late.
There's a lot to unpack there.
So she claims that she was in contact with these Zetas who told her that this was going to happen. So she claimed that Planet X was roughly four times the size of Earth and that its perigee would occur on May 27th, 2003. Now, that didn't happen, obviously.
What? We just couldn't see it.
But if it did, it would result in the Earth's rotation ceasing for exactly 5.9 days.
That'd be real fucking bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then the Earth's pole, the poles, they would destabilize in a physical pole shift. Not a magnetic pole. Like the Earth's just going to bloop, flip the fuck over.
We would be Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, will we get flung off? I don't know. How fast does this thing happen? I don't know.
Yeah, we've got centrifugal force to keep us on a sphere, and then it stops. Something's going away.
Yeah.
The moon will be like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah. So after the 2003 date passed, she claimed that it was merely a... She was just lying to trick the government to see if they would really do anything about it.
It's a double cross.
Oh, I just wanted to see. She claimed that to disclose the true date would enable those in power to plan martial law and attempt to trap people in cities during the shift, which would cause their deaths. Now, my issue with
that
this
sounds familiar. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. My issue with this is she did tell a date, though. No, she didn't tell the correct date, according to her, but she did tell a date, which means if they were going to do it, they would fucking do it as according to that date that she gave. You know what I mean? She's like, I was just tricking them because if I gave them the date, they would do this. Well, you did give them a date, and they didn't do that.
It's a very good point. Crazy you tricked lady. Them. They called your bluff. They tricked you. You called their bluff. It's just, I don't know what's going on. Everybody's just like, I'm going to do the thing. Watch me do the thing. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Bet you won't.
Oh, you just wait. I'm gonna tell you I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
What's the date you're gonna do it?
I'll tell you when I'm gonna do it. But I'm probably not. I'll tell you when I'm gonna do it, but we'll do it some other time.
Oh. Okay. I got you. Well, I don't know. I really got nothing else here, dude.
The whole idea is bananas. So what's the orbit? What'd you say the orbit time period of Nibiru was? Nibiru?
It's 3,600 years, and is the perigee the shortest, or is that the... Anyway, its shortest distance, it's to our sun, throws it right into the asteroid belt, and then it slingshots back out, and then 3,600 years later, comes back around. And so it does cross the paths, according to what I've seen. It does cross the paths of all the other planets. Well, yeah, it has to.
Yeah, to get to the asteroid belt?
Maybe not Mercury. Mercury might be so small, like its orbit might be so small that it kind of misses it when it's coming in. You know what I mean?
All right, let's think of our solar system as a dinner plate. Where does Nibiru come from? Above the dinner plate, coming into like...
No, it's on the same plane.
Okay.
I believe it's
but
on
it
the
just
same.
Happens to miss everything for the most part because it's because of its crazy giant mungus orbit. And everything is out of the way. But maybe sometime something's going to be in the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like trying to shoot a bullet with a bullet, you know? It's luck of the draw that we haven't been hit yet, according to all this shit. So it could come in this next time and it just line up perfectly with Earth and...
3,600 years, Earth years.
Yeah.
Well, since BC, it's only 2021. Is that when things start over? Like, Nibiru comes in. Some crazy shit happens. They're like, well, it's time to restart the calendar.
Well, I mean, there's people who believe that the Sumerians left with the Anunnaki.
On Nibiru?
Yeah.
So 3,600 years ago would be 1,600 years before the current counting of the years.
Well, they disappeared. They were around... Hang on, I probably still have that in my notes. They were around about 5,000 BC. And then when they got disappeared or got taken over, it was around 2,000 BC. So about 3,000 years. But it says around for both dates. So, I mean, realistically, it could have worked. It could be that they're like, yo, dog, you know, we've been doing all this gold shit for you. Can we hop on your planet? And they're like, all right, fine, you fucking mudblood baby. Let's go. I mean, that's what they are. They're made out of fucking clay and the blood of a sacrificed god.
And they're like, well, you've been doing a lot of work for us. You can come up here. And they just throw them in a kiln for next time.
Or they get on Nibiru and they're like, well, this fucking place sucks. Can we go back to Earth? Sorry, bro. You got 3,600 years till we get back there.
Nope. Hunker down. We got a while.
We can't live that long. Why the fuck is it so cold halfway through the trip? We're very far from the sun, guys. That's why we need the gold to heat our planet.
Well, we can't heat up you too. So some sacrifices have to be made.
I hate you too. Worst fucking band. Fucking, what's that guy's name? Bono? He can
Bono.
Suck it. No, yeah. Bono hit a tree. Right?
Or my Bono? I don't know.
Who was Cher's husband? Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
He's the one who hit a tree and died.
On skis.
Yeah. You know what happened?
She pushed him.
He was chasing Bugs Bunny. And Bugs Bunny, he fucking split. One ski went this way around the tree. One ski went that way around the tree. He tried to do it. Just boing. Too soon? I don't know.
Because Bono, he tried those winter mushrooms. And and then Bugs Bunny showed up.
Do you believe in love after love? I fucking nailed that, Sheriff. I can feel so dead inside.
See?
I really don't think you're strong enough now.
We need to go to some karaoke.
Yeah, dude. I'd kill it.
Bring on the karaoke.
Holy shit. Oh, God. Oh, I thought...
Who did?
I thought my recording software had closed out.
No.
I would have been fucking livid, dude.
All right, well, I mean, I got nothing else, dude, really. This was supposed to be one episode, and we stretched it to two.
Well, I mean, the Ancient Sumerians, that was a whole lot of information there. And now, Nibiru? I keep saying Nibiru, because I'm American, and I don't mess around with syllables.
Well, I mean, we're basically saying it the same way, except I'm putting the emphasis on a different syllable. I'm saying Nibiru, you're saying Nibiru.
Right, Nibiru. I think every time I read it in your text, too, it's Nibiru. And from my mouth, it just comes out Nibiru. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yep, whatever. Well, let us know what you think about these planetary bodies. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, they're all Bring on the Weird. Seriously, just put it in any search engine, you'll find Bring on the Weird. You can even put it in the search of pretty much any podcast platform.
Yeah, have you checked to see if we're on Odyssey yet?
I don't know what that is. No,
I guess
check that one.
I guess they have podcasts now, but it used to be like radio.com and now it's Odyssey or something like that. I don't know. But apparently they have podcasts. So I haven't checked yet, but I keep hearing about it.
Don't know. I'll check it out.
Word. If you want some dope merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringonaweird or tpublic.com/bringonaweird. No. Wait. I'm all fucked up, dude. I always fuck this second one up. tpublic.com and just search for us. And you'll find it.
Right. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.